Thank you for calling MDJ. This is Dominic. Can I help you?
Hey, Dominic. Nick with RDI.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Real good. Scott told
Good,
me
good.
to give you a call about Quinn's Goldsmith.
Yeah, C2758.
Yep, I'm on their account right now.
Okay, so looks like you haven't really had a chance to talk to them since last November, right?
No, I just talked to them yesterday.
Okay, there may be, maybe, who is the rep in the system here? Is
It's me.
it, so are you the rep, you're the rep for RDI, but are you the rep for MDJ?
I don't know how that works.
Okay, so do you know who your accounts are for MDJ?
No. This is the first I've heard of that. I was told, that I could like refer to MDJ, so that's what I do.
So what happens is your goal, Nick, is to get MDJ to get MDJ to get the RDI clients that you're already talking
Yeah.
to get re-engaged or engaged with MDJ, right?
Yeah.
If there's nobody assigned to the account is yours,
Oh,
right?
okay.
So yeah, so when I was just talking about this one particular account, is Quinn's doing business with RDI?
Let me see. I haven't shipped them. I've never shipped them since I've been here. So I call them. I talk to Laura over there pretty frequently. Once a month or so, I talk to her. But no, we haven't done any business. I haven't shipped them at all.
Yeah, they used to be with MDJ. They did 123,000, 278,000, 43,000, 39,000.
Wow.
2023 is the last year they did any business, and then they just went radio silent. I think it is Eric Wakala's account. Is I'm looking at the notes here. I think. So let me circle back to you. Let me circle back. I'll talk to Erica. If it's not, and you already have dialogue, I went there one time and did a 5-hour show with them and did 172,000 or something, but it was a long time ago. It was like 2018.
Yeah.
2019, we still did, I mean, 2020, we did almost over a quarter of a million. So,
Let me know what I could do. Do you want me to call? You want me to call and catch
so it
up with them?
was. No. I know Laura. I know Terry. Dave Seguin was the rep, and he was the one that we had a lot of activity going on there.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So
I'd
let
like to
me.
talk to you more at some point about if I'm the MDJ rep for something, then what, because I thought I was just referring, right?
No. You become the rep. So any activity that, if your name is on the account, you should, who are you, who's your direct supervisor, Garrett?
No, at this point it's Ann.
Okay, you should talk to Ann about this.
I
If
will.
your name is on the account, you get 3% commission.
Yeah.
3.00. Can you hear me? Did the
Yeah,
phone
no.
disconnect? Did you
No.
hang up? You
No.
get where I'm coming? All right.
Yeah.
So listen, RDI is a beautiful place to be involved with. Mike is amazing. Mike and I have given the reps another opportunity to make additional, income, right? So when you talk about MDJ, when you talk about RDI, you should be looking at the MDJ emails every morning that you get. You get them, right?
Yeah, I get them every day.
Yeah, so I send them out every single day. Sometimes it's obsessive compulsive, totally cuckoo stuff.
Yep.
Sometimes it's bread and butter. But you can see how we kind of roll. It's more unique. They can go to the website. Everything we have, Nick, is on that website. And
Yeah.
it's easy for a client to simply go to the website, log in, it's the far tab on the left. You click it. They can register for a password, or they may already have one. So we keep it stupid simple,
Yep.
right? All the goods are there, the images are there. I got customers who are actually clicking on it. We ship the same day on memo. They present it, it's sold. Or they buy it for stock, or they return it. But we've become phenomenal at trunk shows. Why? Because nobody in our space, in the antique and estate part of the jewelry business, lets the stores pick the inventory.
Okay.
They basically send a box of old stuff that's sitting in the back of the safe. We don't do that. Pick whatever you want. Here's our menu today. If it's available, take it. So we end up, we're not trying to sell them. We're trying to assist them as a partner to be successful. Without, you know, again, our model is very similar to RDI. The difference is our items are usually one of a kind or few of a kind, which is great because it eliminates the competition. You don't have to worry about the guy down the street having a one carat GSI-1 XXX. There is. We have one of one, you know. So, but you know what? Talk to Ann about getting more involved in how it works. And you know who you should also ask is Katie. Can I, you know, am I on, how do I find out what accounts are assigned to me or not for MBJ?
Okay. I understand. Yeah, I'll do that.
It's a great opportunity. You know, the other thing is MDJ can help RDI and RDI can help MDJ. And the reason why I say that is, you know, when you're calling some people, you call way more than once a month. There's people you call every week, right?
Yeah, I call people sometimes a few times a week, right?
Right. So listen, I've been in your space. I understand where your head is at. You got to come up with a reason to call them, right? And sometimes it could be, hey, did you get any calls or anything I can ship you? You're looking for, you know, loose or right for loose diamonds, right?
Yep.
The other way it could be do it reverse. Did you see that natural fancy green diamond with the GIA cert? It's over 463 mounted. It's a beautiful. It's only 38 grand. Did you see that? So you start with that. You give them another reason why Nick is a valuable source.
Yep.
Right? Because what value do you bring to your clients? That's what they're thinking. You know, they could be smile effing you all the way to the bank. Oh, it's Nick. Yeah, how you doing, Nick? No, I don't need anything today. And then they call a competitor or something. If
no,
you bring them, right? You know, if they like you and you got a relationship, dude, it's golden.
You don't have to sell me on it. I just didn't know that I had more of an opportunity.
Oh, okay.
For referrals. So
okay.
I'm already going to ask Katie and Ann about it.
Yeah, and if you need me, just call me back on my cell. You have my cell number, right?
Yeah, it's on your card, and your card's right in my top drawer.
Yeah, so it's the cell number ends in 3000. So call me and
Number I called right now, the 716-480.
Yeah, 716-3000. That's it, brother. Yeah.
Got it. All right, man. Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, buddy.
You let me know if, you know, what you want me to do with this, or
let me find out what's going. I see that there was a call placed on November 3rd by Erica, but I don't see here who the refs are. So I got to get a better idea from Katie. So
yeah, find out. Let me know.
Yeah. Or who's primary rep number 45? Do you guys work on a number system?
I have no idea what that means. No, I have no idea.
Me either. Let me talk to Katie. Alrighty. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.